Most states still haven't updated their public registries to meet the guidelines that went into effect last year, and most, like Wisconsin, have gotten an extension on the July deadline to complete the job. Corrections spokesman Lance Wiersma says the goal is to standardize the information on registries in every state so it's easier to track released sex offenders when they move across state lines. He says that means adding information that Wisconsin doesn't include on its public offender registry now.
We don't list employer addresses on our registry, school addresses, we don't list those, and we don't list vehicle information on our public website.
But the new rules require that all that information be available to the public, and Wiersma says adding it will be costly.
We have to have somebody to enter that into a database. We need to have a database that can handle the additional information, and we need to support the website that will have the expanded features. So all of those things do cost money.
Just how much money isn't clear yet, but Wiersma says because most of the sex offenders in the state are in the high-risk lifetime registration category, it will likely be more expensive over the long run to comply with the required quarterly face-to-face meetings with each offender four times a year. Wisconsin currently has more than 14,000 people on the list and is one of the top 10 states in terms of numbers of registered sex offenders. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.